Right now, it's about a 50-50 split. Yeah. About 50% live on the reservation, and the other 50% live off the reservation, either rural communities or urban areas. And the urban communities, depending upon their location, it's sometimes very hard for the people that are living in an urban area to continue their traditions and everything. You have some exceptions to that, like, you know, Minneapolis, because there's a number of the Chippewa or Odawa reservations, you know, Ojibwe reservations that are close to Minneapolis. That if they're from those tribes, that they can get back fairly closely, and even some of the Lakota and Sioux reservations are relatively close to Minneapolis within, you know, 6-8 hours, so it's easy for them to get back. But for instance, here in Washington, except for the ones in New York State and those with the Virginia tribes or in Cherokee, everything is more than a day's drive away. You know, so it's really tough for them to go back for a lot of their stuff. They don't get back as often as they would like to. So it becomes harder for the urban areas to be able to continue that, the traditions. And most of the urban areas actually have some type of Indian center that has different programs that they can go to. Now, Washington is slightly different, and the closest thing that Washington has is the American Indian Society of Washington, D.C. We provide social and cultural events, but we use spaces that we're able to rent for an evening. You know, we hold a number of events at a church out in Alexandria, but there's no urban center, no urban Indian center per se. Baltimore has one, New York has one, you know. You pick almost any major place, you know, Phoenix, Seattle, they all have an urban Indian center. Washington doesn't. It does have a couple of organizations that do provide social and cultural opportunities for them, you know, arranging craft classes or dance classes or social functions to get the sense of Indian community.